And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. That's what we want to do, is shed the shackles of the past. Paul, in his letter to the Corinthians, talked about the God of all comfort. The God of all comfort. And I would like to talk about that today. You know, there's an old military expression that says, never take comfort from the enemy. I can tie those two ideas together, really. You see, a long time ago, when you were a little child, you were very close to your inner ground of good, from which you could flow and grow to become what the good Lord intended. But you were subjected to pressures. And those pressures, and cruelty is a pressure, impatience is a pressure, and tease is a pressure, and challenge to ambition is a pressure. You know, it's one thing to do something industriously, and it's another thing to do it ambitiously. And most of us are not ambitious by nature, but we're pressured to be ambitious. So all of these pressures, and especially the pressure of emotion, perhaps you never thought of emotion as being a pressure, but it is. When your mom was emotional, angry, crying, yelling and screaming, or accusing you, or when she was just unhappy, hated her husband, and she was unhappy, and her unhappiness could change the climate of the whole home. It became a pressure. Everybody walked around on eggshells. Or perhaps Dad was angry. Maybe he was angry on the surface, or he might have been just angry underneath. Your parents were fighting. You heard angry words. And so these emotions. And then you went to school, and there were bullies. Yes, various types of bullies pressuring you. And everywhere you go, there's pressure, but especially the emotional pressure. And then there's the peer pressure. Pressure to go along. Everywhere you go, people are pressuring you to go along, to conform, to not rock the boat. And then there's a pressure not to see what you see. When you're a little child, you can see things, but you're not allowed to see what you see. And so all of these pressures build up over time. And one huge pressure or many, many small pressures combine. They combine to penetrate, and when they do, then the outside gets on the inside. And when the outside gets on the inside, that outside then becomes a pressure from within. And then what was on the outside pressuring is now on the inside pressuring you. Later in life, you can find yourself being pressured from within by the same pressures that were put upon you when you were a little child. You find yourself saying to yourself, I'm no good, I can't do anything right, why? What's the matter with me? See? Just what was said to you once upon a time, now you say it to yourself. So you see these pressures, but the thing about pressure is that it diverts you from how you could have been. So then, when you're not growing to be the person that you were intended by the good Lord to be, then you have conflict. Conflict with what you could have been. See, in light of what you could have been, you see what you are, and it causes conflict, but you don't want to see it. You don't want to see it, and so you begin to look for comfort in the outside world, from your friends, from your music, from video games, from peers, from entertainment, from drugs, from marijuana. See? From being endlessly busy with sports and school and work, to keep you endlessly distracted, it also becomes a comfort. So these are comforts to your fallen being, your pressured being, your being diverted from what you could have been. And this alternative now to what you could have been seeks comfort. And amazingly, you seek comfort in all the wrong places. You seek comfort from the very types of people who once upon a time pressured you. And so now you must find your way back to your original ground of being upon which you can stand and become centered, and then move forth to become as you were intended by the good Lord to be. And then you will receive comfort from him and approval from him and reassurance from him and motivation from him and love from him instead of love from the world. You will receive love from your Creator for conforming to him and his ways. And in exchange, you receive his identity and his love. Hi, this is Roland. Just wanted to say hi to all the listeners in Northern California, beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, and all across the world on the internet. I also want to say welcome to all my listeners in Kansas City and Indianapolis, Indiana, every Saturday evening. Welcome. The second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort, who comforts us in our troubles, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. You see, what happens to people is that they are changed from what they could have been, and they take in the identity of the world. And then the love of the world, it says in the Bible, the love of the world makes for enmity with God, having been traumatized and penetrated by pressures from the outside and people's emotional pressure. I went over it all in the previous section of this program. The long and the short of it is that you were pressured, and then the outside got on the inside, and it was a new identity, an identity that answered to the world. And answering to the world, then you crave the comfort of the world. You crave the love of the world for that identity. So it needs love. But you think that it's you. Having lost touch with your true identity, all you have is this false identity, and it craves the love of the world. And so you think it's you, and you think that love is for you, but it's for it. But can you see that if you had God's identity, if you could refine God's identity, then the love of God would comfort your true identity from God. And then you wouldn't crave the love of the world anymore. The pressure of the world, the drugs of the world, the alcohol of the world, the false emotions of the world. Instead, you would crave comfort from God for your true identity. And so now, you must find your way back to the original ground of being upon which you can stand and become centered, and then move forth to become as you were intended by the good Lord to be. And then you will receive comfort from him, and approval from him, and reassurance from him, and motivation from him, and love from him, instead of love from the world. You will receive love from your Creator for conforming to him and his ways. And in exchange, you receive his identity and his love. The second epistle of Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and the God of all comfort. I just published a new book. It's called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. Many people wish to have peace of mind, a sense of spiritual purpose in life, and above all, a right relationship with others, especially their loved ones. The secret way to the fount of understanding is there to be found by the sincere seeker, hidden in plain sight. The key to wisdom, love, and all the good things in life is found within. When you find this pearl of great price, you will begin a new life of purpose and joy. I'm reading from the back page of my new book called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. You can preview it free at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone, and that's how I help people. Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. You see, God is our Heavenly Father, and He knows, it says in the Bible, He knows what we need before we even ask of Him. But you have never known your Heavenly Father. Instead, all you've known is your failing earthly father, who wasn't there for you, undoubtedly, when you were a child. And your mom, your poor unloved mom, who resented Him because He didn't have the kind of love that she needed. And so you've only known failing men, failing people, angry people. And you've never known the Heavenly Father. And so, only having known earthly people, the trauma that you underwent through hating, that's mostly how it gets in, but also it comes in through false love, see? The trauma penetrates and changes you, and then after that, their ministrations feel like love. I'm sure you've heard of the Stockholm Syndrome. There was a famous case many, many years ago of Patty Hearst, I think her name was. She was heir to the great Hearst newspaper fortune, I think. But anyway, she was captured. She was tortured and held prisoner, and then she identified with them. She identified with her capturers. And so you can see how that happens to people. They identify with, take comfort from, those that change them. And then it feels like love. Being around those types then feels like love, you see? But remember what I said early on? I said the old military expression, never take comfort from the enemy. Now do you understand? So all the smiling faces all around you, they want to keep you as you are. They want to keep you in the fallen condition that you are, because if you were to refine your ground of being and if you were to begin to shine, if you were to begin to shine brightly and speak honestly and from the heart and spontaneously and truthfully. See? And if you had a joy, if you had something special, then the children of darkness, the children who have been changed into the image of the world, many of them wouldn't like it. Some of them would. It would give them hope. They would see the good in you, not you, but the good in you. But some of them wouldn't like it at all. They would want to change you back to the way you were, because they would feel more comfort with you. They wouldn't feel uncomfortable around you. Your brightness, your honesty, your truthfulness would makes people uncomfortable. And so they would rather have you conforming again and wrong, conforming and wrong, so that you and they together could take your drugs and party and support each other and do whatever you do, and you wouldn't make them feel uncomfortable. But the love of God calls you the other way. It calls you to look, to seek for your true identity, to seek for your true identity. St. Augustine put it this way in his Confessions. He said, "You made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in you." The key to wisdom, love, and all the good things in life is found within. When you find this pearl of great price, you will begin a new life of purpose and joy. I'm reading from the back page of my new book called A Walk on the Spiritual Side. You can preview it free at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at YouTube.com or SheddingShackles.com. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com.
Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Francis de Sales wrote a famous book called An Introduction to the Devout Life, or The Life of Devotion. A life of devotion. And so, we must be devoted to something, don't we? But what are we devoted to? Well, mostly we're devoted to the only life that we know, the emotional life, the animal life. See, when you fall away from your creator, then you fall into the flesh, into the imagination, and you, devoid of, separated from your true identity, then look for your identity in the world. And so you look to other people, and especially, you know, you look to sports stars and entertainers, and you look to popular people, and, you know, you want to find an identity. Somehow you see people seeming to be happy and get all kinds of approval from others and be respected and admired and looked up to and sought after. And then you think, well, that's the way I want to be. So you start jumping through the hoops to get a degree and to do this and to do that and to dress in a certain way and listen to certain music and to act in a certain way to impress others, always to impress others so that you can look good in their eyes and be admired in their eyes and get their approval, not their disapproval, and get their love. You crave love. You crave love for the identity within you. See? And so this identity craves love from the world. And when it gets love, well, it becomes more of what it is. And you become less of what you could have been. See what I mean? And so, at some point in your life, you know, for a lot of people, it's when they're around 40. That seems to be a watershed year or time of life. And you start to look at yourself and you start to look at your habits, your food practices and your friends and your things, all your stuff and your work and all of that, and you see how it has shaped you and molded you, and then it keeps you trapped, doesn't it? And you yearn to be free, and so you think, well, if I had a house in the country or up in the mountains, or if I rode a bicycle, or if I got a motorcycle, or if I divorced my wife and got a younger wife, or divorced my husband, got another husband, or if I got divorced and then wasn't married, then I would be free, or if I had another job, or if I had more money. See, not to mention the issues that you develop, health issues and financial issues, and you think, well, if I could just pay off my bills and get rid of this ailment that I have, and see. But the answer to what has gone wrong with you lies in refining your true identity and then receiving the love of God. See? And it requires searching for it. Christ said, seek and you will find. All you can do is search, is seek it and yearn for it. Yearn for what is good and yearn for what is true. The cry of the soul is silent. Your soul silently cries out to your Creator. And He answers. Okay? And then He answers with, first of all, some light. He gives you a little bit of light, and He gives you the power. He gives you the power. See, now, let's put it this way. After all these years of conforming and being angry and striving and all of these years of taking in the world, you can't let it go because you need it for comfort. Just like a fish needs water, the deer needs the forest. You need all of your friends and your wrong food and your marijuana and your entertainment and your music, and you need all of that. But if you could leave it aside, if you could not indulge it, if you could stand back from it. Well, you can't do it now. But with God's help, you could. He gives you the power to stand back. And if you cry out to your Creator, and He gives you some light, so you can begin to look at things objectively, and He gives you the power to stand back and observe. That doesn't mean that you would become a saint right away. It doesn't mean you could give everything up right away. But if you were serious about coming back to your Creator, then He would give you the power to say no to the most recent things that you've taken up. That would give you the power to stand back from some practices that are very health damaging. And He would give you the power to stand back and be less angry, less resentful toward people. And then you could begin to spiritually recover. You would begin to be in the world, but not of the world. And with time, maybe lots and lots of time, You would learn to eat moderately and of the right things. You would learn to be patient with other people instead of resenting and judging them. And you would learn to look at life almost like a tourist and marvel at all the things that you see and not resent other people. And with that kind of an attitude, and with God's help, you would begin to draw closer and closer to your Creator. And for not hating people, you would get His approval. For not resenting other people, you would get His approval. And for not being impatient with other people, you would get His approval. And you would feel His love in your being. Look to seek for your true identity. To seek for your true identity. St. Augustine put it this way in his Confessions. He said, "You made us for yourself, O Lord, and our hearts are restless till they find rest in you." If you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears. And it'd be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So go to SheddingShackles.com and look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. Yes, indeed. The meditation could be just what you need to help you calm down, get centered, come back to reality where the birds are singing and the sky is blue and the puffy clouds are floating overhead. A world where there is love and there is truth and there is God, which you knew when you were a little child. A long time ago, you knew that before you became upset. Come back to reality now, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.